Now to southeastern Kentucky, where high gas prices have brought about something unusual. In Somerset, the city council and mayor have heard years of complaints about the price of gas. So last month, Somerset began selling gasoline to the public itself. Emil Moffitt of member station WKYU reports.
Bob Thomas is filling up in his green pickup truck at a gas station near the edge of town in Somerset. There are no candy bars or 44-ounce soft drinks or lottery tickets sold here. The gas station is a drab, khaki-colored administration building. There's no company brand signed anywhere. The gasoline flowing through the nozzle is not being sold by a company, but by the city. The price, $3.36 a gallon.
It should have been this way years ago. Fair. You get me? If the people at the refinery is making money on their gas, the city's going to make a little money. I don't mind you making you a living, or whenever you come to work for me, pay you a fair wage. But I don't want to send you to the Bahamas on a 30-day vacation, though.
The town's mayor, Eddie Girdler, oversaw the project. He says gas in town has long been higher because of a lack of competition, while median family income in Somerset is lower than the state average.
You know, we're like $14,000, $15,000 less. Why should we be paying high gas prices? Because they can't afford to start with. So we help our economy, we help our nation, and we help our Commonwealth by doing things that drives down prices so that the consumer, or again, the people, is protected.
But not everyone is happy with the way the mayor went about trying to lower gas prices.
It is nothing but a socialist movement towards government trying to solve everyone's problems. And government is not the answer. Government's the problem.
That's State Senator Chris Girdler, a distant cousin of the mayor's. But Mayor Girdler points out there have been no complaints about the city selling compressed natural gas, which he says they've been doing for the last several years.
It's amazing that you can put an energy form like natural gas into vehicles to sell to the public, and your politicians and your big business does not get upset. But the day that you sell gasoline, heaven forbid, gasoline to the public, then all of a sudden it becomes a big issue.
The Kentucky office of the National Federation of Independent Business doesn't like the city gas station either and says government competition isn't fair to local businesses. Tom Underwood heads the state office in Frankfort.
Our members are really getting up in arms about this, and we'll be approaching the Kentucky General Assembly to see if we can find relief there.
But energy economist Philip Verlegger says it won't be local gas stations that feel the biggest sting, but the oil companies, who may have to cut their wholesale gasoline prices in response.
Legislators will fairly quickly look at this and probably take steps to make this illegal, if they can. You know, this is a real threat to the profits of companies like Marathon Refining, Phillips 66, and others.
Marathon is the leading oil company in this region. A company spokesman says he didn't have anything to add to the dialogue. At commercial gas stations along Somerset's main thoroughfare, Highway 27, customers like Doug Harrison, Delcy Halcombe, and Larry Hall weren't too upset about the idea of the city selling gas.
It helps the city out, maybe make a little money for the city, keep the area in good shape. I think it's a good thing.
If it brings down the prices, yeah, it'd be great.
Well, the prices are down right now, and I believe it's because they opened that up.
In fact, the average cost of gas in Somerset has fallen. It's now 20 cents below the statewide average. Mayor Girdler says that's all he ever wanted.
We couldn't get anywhere, and we decided that, hey, we might as well take a stand in a small way of saying that we're tired of it, we're going to try to do it, and it is working.
And he says the only people he's worried about answering to are his constituents. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Bowling Green, Kentucky.